Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking. Hi, Ms. Martin.
Hi, how are you doing today, honey?
Good. So, listen, I did get confirmation from my administrator. I just tried to reach Jeffrey. He didn't answer. Can you let him know that it's all taken care of? So the 23 hours that we were able to grab from what he wasn't paid for, he will receive on this Friday's paycheck.
Okay. I thought he had more hours than that, he said.
No. We pull all the timesheets and everything.
23 hours.
Yep.
And what did you say? Only
hours.
Yeah, 23. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I thought you said the timesheets that say up to 5, right, or to 4.
No, he got paid for all the ones that he submitted it until 5, but the ones that he submitted to 4, we can only honor them at 4. We can't pull that billing back because the timesheet is not verifying that it's 5 when it's say 4.
Okay. All right. So that'll be in this Friday's check then?
Yes.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Okay.
How did they figure that out?
Because we pull every timesheet you submitted, Jeffrey.
Yeah. So that's 5 hours and for every day.
No, we pull
every weekday.
I sent you all the timesheets that you submitted since you started.
Okay.
The
right.
ones that is say 4 o'clock, we can only honor them to 4 o'clock, not 5. We can't put an additional hour after we done build the insurance because then they're going to question it being fraud. So we have to go by the books and submit what was submitted for billing.
Okay, well, for every hour except for the 4, should be 5.
But that's not
and then on the weekend, 4.5, correct?
That's not what you submitted from the beginning. So that's why I sent you all the timesheets that
we had in the system.
That you
from
submitted.
The 9th of September, Nina. It's supposed to be 5 hours a day.
That's not Jeffrey.
Yeah.
That's
what it's supposed to have.
Check your email. Check your verification, please. Because I sent you every last timesheet that
I have my timesheet.
So you need to look at the ones that you submitted it until 4 and not 5. We can't pay you until 5 if your timesheet stayed until 4.
Okay.
Okay? And
but
the
you
ones
didn't
that
pay
you,
me for 5 at times. Is what I'm saying.
Does that fall back on Valerie if you didn't get paid for all those hours?
No, that's what he submitted it. He submitted his own timesheet. We don't put the timesheet in. We just grab the timesheet and attach it to the file.
For every day I had it, I put in 5. Now, what happened before or after I sent it out? I don't know.
Nothing happens. It goes straight to the system. Then nothing can be deleted or edited.
Okay.
That goes straight into the system, straight to billing. That's it.
Right. So I should have from the beginning.
So the from the beginning
I have,
to now.
Shouldn't I have 25 hours?
No, 34.
No, it's
no,
23
20,
additional 20. Hours that we were able to grab that you submitted a timesheet for certain days until 5, which he was only paid until 4. So we did honor those. We did honor the ones that you had a schedule until 3.5 hours on the weekend. We did grab those as well. We only have 23 hours additional that we can have
but
documentation
for. I'm asking you a question, if you're understanding me, and I've been trying to do that now. For every day that I work since September 9th, and I put the timesheets in for 5 until
12 to 5.
They're 12 until 5. The ones that I did, and that's what I thought I was working till. Now, that's 25 hours just during the week, and then 9 hours on the weekend. That would be 34 hours. So if I went from my timesheets, and I looked, and looked and seen that it had the hours in, it should all add up to that 23, correct?
Except for
the four-hour ones.
When you pull up all your timesheet, and if you have a problem with whatever week, we can go over it. But what me and my administrator just went through and pulled out the system is what we were only able to open up for billing.
All right, I'm going to look over it, and I'll let you know when I come up with two, if I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing, Nina. Did he get authorized for the 16 and some hours?
Hold on, let me just get that confirmation right fast, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
that. Hello, Jeffrey?
Yes.
Ms. Martin. So he just informed me that that rate will be too high for us to manage the case. We will have to discharge. Due to your area, Medicaid doesn't pay us a lot for that area.
So okay, so what's he getting paid now?
Oh, he will have to authorize that discussion. I can't.
Oh, here, Jeff, that's where you're paying, get paid now.
What's the one we're getting paid now?
So, Jeffrey, if you look on your pay stub is on the top of. If you pull out one of your pay stubs, your pay rate right. is on the top of your pay stub.
15 and a quarter.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's fine.
So
yeah,
you're more than welcome to shop around and see what else out there. But your area, the company, we're only making pretty much $1 an hour off of your case.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, that's fine. I'm still with you, though, right?
Yeah.
That's fine, though, right? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want you. I don't want to drop you or anything. I just thought that's what he was told that he was able to, but that's fine.
All right.
I mean.
Okay, guys. If y'all need me, just give me a call, okay?
Okay. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. You take care.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.